Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Strategically Prophetic Radio Broadcast. I am your host, Calvin Ward, and I will be bringing you some of the best spiritually motivated discussions, interviews, and debates that you have ever heard. So what I want you to do right now is sit back, tune in, invite a friend. And remember, you're listening to the Strategically Prophetic Radio Broadcast, and I am your host, Calvin D. Ward. Thanks for listening.
Okay, Apostle Hurd, are you on now? Can you hear me? We're live.
Yes, I can hear
okay.
you. Yes, how you doing?
Yes. Okay, so we just need to
that was some foolishness. There was an international number there, and I'm just talking here. I'm going to go on a break again.
So for people that are actually listening, everybody can hear now. I never had that happen. I had all my stuff right because I do checks on my end. So I know I'm
right
before I start. And then that's why I asked you guys to call in 5 minutes prior so that I can hear you and we can get this straight.
Correct.
So for some reason, that never happened. And we have a green room. So I can go to the green room while the show is still playing, talk to the listeners, talk to whoever, and then go back and then go back and forth. So, okay, that was Colleen. Everything is coming in. Okay, so we are good to go. Wonderful. So this is going on 8. So this is, 7:42 here. So we'll do an 8. We'll just still complete this out and round this up at the 9 o'clock hour. So Apostle Hurd, I'm going to give you some minutes to repair since this has been a journey. Apparently, this has been a journey to get this show up and running.
Right.
But, okay, this is a journey to get this up and running, but we're here. Ms. Colleen Daly, if you have tuned in, thank you for tuning in. I think I see your number there, 1521. Thank you for tuning in. What I'm going to do now, I need everybody to listen closely. I'm going to take a break. When we take breaks, I take a break, play a track, and then we come back. So I want everybody to tune in. Please call any friends. We are up and running. We are live now. We have Apostle Hurd on the line. No technical difficulties. I'm going to take a break here, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to jump right into the word, y'all. So thank you guys for tuning in. We are in effect.
You're listening to the Strategically Prophetic Radio Broadcast. I am your host, Calvin Ward, and I will be bringing you some of the best spiritually motivated discussions, interviews, and debates that you have ever heard. So what I want you to do right now is sit back, tune in, invite a friend. And remember, you're listening to the Strategically Prophetic Radio Broadcast, and I am your host, Calvin D. Ward. Thanks for listening.
Guys, thanks for tuning in. We are in effect right now. Please send the link to someone. We had some technical difficulties, but we are back. Please send the link to someone so they can tune in for Apostle Hurd. We're talking about understanding the times. I believe this was a prophetic word. The enemy did not want to get out, so we had some airwaves issues. But we are here now in the name of Yeshua, and we are not going anywhere. Y'all be blessed. I want you to stay tuned. After this, I'm going to play a small track, and then we're going to come back and get into the word. And after this, I just think we need to praise the Lord a little bit. Lucinda Moore. The next track we're going to play is Lucinda Moore. Praise Him.
Come on, put those hands together now.
Everybody,
there's a praise.
There's a praise in this house.
I can feel him now.
Oh, he's high.
He's high.
is that time again, you guys. You are listening to the Strategically Prophetic Radio Broadcast. This is your host, Calvin, always bringing you excellence in the prophetic. I want you to stay tuned. We have some great things for you on today. I want you to invite a friend out to listen to the radio broadcast. Look, you can send them a link, y'all. I want to thank you for tuning in, and we're always bringing you some fresh revelation, some fresh word, and some fresh topics. So, stay tuned, sit back, and relax. Don't forget to text or email a friend, post on Facebook. And again, you are tuned into the Strategically Prophetic Radio Broadcast. Y'all, we are going to get right into it on tonight. And you know what? I should have expected this is a prophetic radio show. And, you know, sometimes we just forget when you're prophetic that witches and warlocks and sorcerers still exist. So all that has happened tonight just told me that there's a witch or a warlock somewhere that has picked this show up. But it's still going to go on in Jesus' name. So, Apostle Hurd, how are you on tonight? Apostle Hurd, are you there? How are you on tonight?
Yes, I'm doing great. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. How are you? Okay, we're live. I can hear you.
Good, good. Great. So we're doing fine, and you're definitely correct. We are in a spiritual battle, and you know, but God has given us the grace and the authority to be able to exercise that power over all the power of the enemy. And so we are excited because these are wonderfully exciting days.
Amen. Now, this is a talk show now. Now, I invited you on to do some of the talking, but you can go. You ain't got to. But I thank you for the pause and stuff, though. But I did give it to you.
Yes.
So let's get right into this because the time is at hand. We have about an hour left here. So the time is at hand.
Okay.
Let's talk about this understanding of the times. So understanding the times was the name of the message. And those of you that are out there, you know, I know Apostle Hurd as an elder and a pastor. He was one of my elders and pastors back in Hawaii. So I know he likes his word, and he's anointed to teach and preach. He can tell you a little bit more about himself. But when you talk about understanding the times, you know, from my perspective, I take that as I always think sons of Issachar. So I'm going to let you talk a little bit about your background briefly so we can do a lead-in and get right into the message on tonight.
Okay, well, we talked about the last broadcast, checking the foundations, and I introduced myself as having just a brother who needed Jesus Christ at the age of 21. I began to look at, you know, my life, and as, you know, we all will who come to Christ, and to become dissatisfied with the things that the world had to offer. So grew up in church, you know, was always going to our Baptist church, Easter on Sundays, we dress up. And so that seed, thank God, was planted. We had an elder gentleman, he was a pastor. He would always take the young boys out to church with him. And on the East Coast, we had White Castle hamburgers. So, you know, I don't know if we always wanted to go hear the message, but he got his little offering. He would always take us to White Castle hamburgers. So that was the highlight of our Sunday. But anyway, all these seeds had been planted in my life. And so, and it all culminated, came together. And the Lord called me while I was in college and began to deal with my heart. And so thank God, you know, I'm 58 now this year. The Lord has been, again, faithful, just going up through the ranks, just serving men's ministry again, teaching. We taught foundation class. From there, we began to minister. I was given the men's ministry. We helped the brothers. We had a tight-knit group of men, over 300 at one time at my first church. So we're doing some great things, and you know, for the community. And then, you know, we began to move into conferences and leadership conferences, health conferences, and so men's conferences here on the island. So, again, I was just thinking about the call, to the apostolic call. I knew I had a prophetic mantle, but I didn't understand because no one was basically teaching about the apostolic and the prophetic. And these were a little taboo. You know, they were saying the prophets and apostles were old. They passed away with the last apostle. But God had called me to the apostleship and says he wanted me to begin to walk in that mantle. And so it was the same time I heard, I was trying to recall the gentleman's name. He was a great man of God. I think he passed away a few years ago, but he would do a whole lot of walking with the cross. But anyway, he had had a vision. I think he was translated, and he was translated to Rome. And under the catacombs, there were a few fallen angels underneath as he began to descend down into these catacombs. And they were in chains, and they were amazed why this man of God was here. And so, long story short, they had explained how they had, with the last apostle, they had sealed up the apostleship. And so, therefore, this is why there was no emphasis on the apostolic. And but this man of God was able to loose that mantle. And I look back, it was about the same time when God was telling me to walk in the apostolic. So we thank God for that. And I believe with all my heart that this is the time of the apostles and the prophets to bring clarity, to bring judgment, and to speak the truth, of course, always in love, but to bring clarity to the body of Christ. And so we can really move forward in the last days, and we can fulfill the mission in which Christ has given us. And so the sons of Issachar came in the 90s, 1 Chronicles 12:32, understanding the times. And these men were of the 12 tribes of Israel. They understood the times and knew what Israel ought to do, and their chiefs were 200. So basically, these men were tasked with understanding the times. As we are tasked today as kings and priests, we should know the geopolitical. I think we have fell asleep in that arena. And so the wicked ones have, through our obfuscation, have filled these positions in government and education and music and arts. And so they have really gotten a foothold in the pillars of society. And so now we're struggling to get it back. While we were yet having what I call church, they were enacting laws and legislation that enslaves us today. So it's time for us to get back, take it back, understand, discern the time so we can go forward in battle. And I believe that every battle starts in the spiritual realm. And so God also gave me a prophet in conjunction with 1 Chronicles 12:32, sons of Issachar. He recently gave me SEAL Team 7. Because he said it's a time for war. Those witches and warlocks and those working the occult behind the scenes are now coming into the open. They feel now they have nothing to lose. They feel they have the power and the resources now to just slaughter people of faith, because we're the ones who's holding back the spirit of Antichrist. So with SEAL Team 7, the acronym is Sanctified, Empowered, Available Lions. We are the offspring of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, which is Jesus Christ, and it's time for us to go forth and to take forth and take back that which the enemy has stolen. We need to go into his camp. I think the word also tells us that the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. And so therefore, we're on a mission now to raise up warriors, spiritual warriors, all around the world. And now, I do believe that there's warriors right now all around the world, and they are using God's wireless system. And as I see people on Twitter and the internet, I see that they are having the same thoughts I'm having, the same feelings I'm having. I'm saying, yes, that's how I feel. So God has an army, and so we want to help those who are still yet in the civilian mindset to have a militaristic mindset, to understand that we are truly in a war for the soul of this nation, for our own souls, the souls of our children and our family. We must stand in the gap as good soldiers of Jesus Christ and endure hardness, as the Apostle Paul told his spiritual son Timothy. Amen. So with that, you want to chime in?
Yeah, because knowing the times and the seasons, and it's funny how it said their number was 200. That's a third of the 200, according to, now I'm going to quote an external book here. I know that's not this topic, but there's a book of Enoch, and it said it actually gives a number to what they say were the number of the angelic entities or hosts that left. But the scripture says a third. He drew a third of the stars of heaven out. And according to that number, 200 is just a nice number that I see repeating back up. So when we're talking about the sons of Issachar, and I guess, you know, we have women that are listening, we're talking about, you know, everyone who could be included in that. But knowing the times and the seasons, how important that is right now? Is that right now? Because, like, you messaged that HR 666, and I did read it, but I just posted it. But there are things going on, and even right now with the coronavirus, if anybody is prophetic, if they have any ounce of Holy Ghost in them, they know that there is a problem with the situation, and there is a problem with, you know, the distancing and how it's going to continue to go on. We have just been hijacked, and so there is an onus or an urgency to be on the front lines and to pray and to decree and declare. And as you just said, I think that is really so true, because tonight, and as I was looking at the numbers, and I'll say this again, as I was looking at the numbers, I saw a number pop up that was odd. And it was my number, that number in the middle, and then your phone number. And I saw it pop up, and I was like, okay. And as I sat here to try to troubleshoot, something told me just to cancel that number and see what would happen. But I didn't. I just reset the whole show to see what happened. And then everything came back in. I wholeheartedly believe, you know, which is, we should expect this. But that just lets me know I need to get back into prayer and get back on the wall a little bit more fervently. So how urgent is it in this season for people who call themselves prophetic, people who say they are prophetic, people who are called to that aspect? How urgent is it in this season for them to understand what they're calling and their purpose is and to get in it boldly?
Absolutely. We have to know our calling and the mantle in which we've been given. We need to study it, and we need, because we're going to be held accountable. Again, a church, quote unquote, is not going to help us in this time. The traditions, they're nice and beautiful, but they will not sustain us in this day and time. We have to shift to what God is doing and what God is saying. You know, I heard my wife told me about a well-known preacher, and he was saying, basically telling everyone to stay in their homes. And, you know, I got it, you know, we want to be able to be good citizens. You know, we want to do that. But at the same time, we have a constitution that's God breathed. And the First Amendment tells us that we have a right to assemble ourselves. And so, therefore, our rights are being taken away. And if we allow the enemy to take ground, he will, without hesitation, take ground. Now, this individual, I'm sure he has a huge home, and refrigerator is filled with food. You know, and he's well taken care of. But again, he's not discerning the times. And so people, even those who are not Christians, are saying, you know what, enough is enough. What they're saying and what the agenda, the narrative that they're broadcasting is not matching up. You look at some of the hospitals I see here in Hawaii. I'm like, you know, there's nobody over here. And I'm looking at the numbers. I mean, all my neighbors look healthy and strong, you know.
Well, Pastor,
and those
Herb,
at my job, they're healthy and strong. Go ahead.
You know what that is coming from. And when this I'm a lab scientist. And so I was like, you know what, God, now I understand. One of my master's is in healthcare admin. And so I'm not in that field now. But as a lab scientist and healthcare admin, I was an administrator in hospital. And so when this first happened, this was a joke to me, because working in the laboratory, I have worn face shields, not face masks, but face shields. We never wore face masks. That's when I worked the research with fungi. I worked with bacteria. I mean, hands on it. We collected it. We grew it, multiplied it, you know, cultured it, all of that. And we grew viral cultures. I never had to wear all of that. We had our gowns on. If we would put a face shield on, but we didn't have anything like a face mask under that. So when they said, wash your hands and do this and do, I'm like, this is basic stuff. I've been doing it. This is really a threat. There should be some more measures. But one of the things I was telling someone today that they're not doing is this. Now, when people are dying, they're counting. If you go to the hospital and you die of a heart attack, they're going to make your death a COVID-19 death. If somebody gets hit, I had a friend today tell me one of his friends got kicked in the head by a horse. When they went to the doctor, I think she told me they passed, but unless it was another situation, but they passed. He said that the doctors wanted them, they labeled the death as COVID-19. And if they label it as COVID-19, then nobody has to do an autopsy to find, you know what I'm saying, to find out what's really going on. But they're mislabeling all these deaths. So a lot of these numbers that you're seeing, that these numbers are going sky high, these numbers are not rising due to COVID-19, really. A little portion of them are. A lot of these numbers are rising because the act that you sent me, and I'm glad you sent it to me, I read it. It's $100 billion that they're giving to people who want to assist them. The testing. With that money, every person that is dying by COVID-19 or every case, then you can assume that the hospital gets paid and that the state gets paid for those numbers. So those numbers are being inflated, and they're being inflated deceptively. Also, that's falsification of documents. As we know, you can't say somebody died of COVID-19 when they really didn't die, but if they die and there's no autopsy, who is going to say different? And so when you got people running around here saying, wear the mask, and these people are so afraid, it's like, I don't understand it. You have more people that died from the flu. And so that really made me question, because I don't know if that's, I don't, I well, I'm not trying to name who you talk about, but I always give people a disclaimer that I name names. I saw a video recently by Bishop T.D. Jakes that had about 1 million views, and I commented on the video. I said we need to do better and get better from bishops, and that was my 2-cent comment because I watched the video. But I think as leaders, as the leaders of the faith, we should be getting more strength from leaders and encouragement, discerning the times to empower the saints. I don't know. What do you think on that?
Well, absolutely. Everything you said, again, let's break it down to the mass. Now, I'm not a medical doctor, neither have any claims to be, but I have common sense. I can read and I can connect the dots. And not only that, praise God, we have the Holy Spirit, amen, who is called to lead and guide us into all truth. And we just ask the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not an it. He's not something you put on the shelf. He is a person. He has intelligence. He has reasoning, and he speaks. And so if we ask the Holy Spirit, what is going on, Holy Spirit? He will lead and guide us, whether it's a video, whether someone comments, whether it's a book material in our hands. He will lead us and guide us into all truth. And so even with the mass, I happened to roll up on a video on YouTube with Dr. Fauci, and he was saying basically that the masks are not to be worn for a prolonged period of time
because
you're breathing your own air, right? And actually you can activate the viruses and bacteria by breathing your own air. You need fresh air. Absolutely. It's only for the healthcare workers, you know, especially in operation. If they're in operation and they have open wounds, they don't want, you know, any bacteria or any infections to get inside the womb. So this is why it's worn. And also CDC says that basically that the mask is there to protect the person who is sick, not a healthy person.
Right.
So I ask people when they look at me funny without wearing a mask, I ask them, are you sick? Praise the Lord. Thank you for wearing that mask because you're protecting me from being sick. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we look at
the
bishops. Yeah, well, Bishop Jakes. I mean, he was saying basically, you know, stay in your homes and all these things because they're not discerning the times. They're trying to keep their kingdom going, and so those their messages are great messages. I got it. You know, God is doing great things, but the point is it relevant? Is it timely? Is it what the Lord is saying right now? And so, therefore, this is why the apostles and the prophets now are so vital to come and to bring clarity and direction to the body of Christ, because people, they know within themselves that something is wrong. I also said something over to you about this bill. They were saying that now they have people they're going to hire to be so-called snitches. And if you so much as cough, they can come into your home and begin to separate you. Sounds like Nazi Germany to me. Praise the Lord. But again, if we allow these things to happen and we don't challenge these people, the Constitution is not suspended. Praise God. So we are to take these people to task. It's time for us as the body of Christ and anointed men and women of God, as it were. Go ahead.
Now, Paul, certainly something else is interesting that I found out doing some research recently, and it was called the Act of 1871. And this made so much sense to me. I don't know if you heard about this, but I wanted to mention this to see. And this makes so much sense to me because Luciferians like to live eternally to escape judgment through all this blood sacrifice and family bloodlines and things of that nature. So corporations are also eternal entities. You can find a corporation, your ancient, you know, your ancestors had, and it'll still be viable. Watch this. I found, since it's called the Act of 1871, when it established the District of Columbia, it says that the United States Corporation, which is owned by certain international bankers and the aristocracy of Europe and Britain. So this Act of 1871 that I found out about basically made the United States a corporation. And so now I understood why when we hear people talk about the Constitution, you know, they try to bypass the Constitution. Now I understand why they want to rescind the Constitution, because the Constitution was a godly document. The Constitution made us all, made this a sovereign nation, and we were sovereign citizens as a sovereign nation. But under this Act of 1871, soon thereafter, 1913, you know, the deal, we got taxes. All of this stuff came up because now we are citizens of a corporation or members. And as citizens, quote unquote, of a corporation, the goal of a corporation is to make money. So they track everybody. And this connects into, I found out why they want to track everybody, because it's a corporation. They want to make money. They want to track everybody, keep tabs on everybody. And if you're not making the money, then what purpose are you here? If you're not for the corporation, then you're against. And so having that separate from religion and separate from the Constitution is a big goal. And somebody said recently, this is the first time in the history of the church that no one was able to go to church publicly gather for Easter, for Resurrection Sunday, and that this was the first time that all public worship had been ceased. And somebody said, how can they do that? But it's very crafty, because they mixed it with public health concerns. So this was very well crafted, if you ask me.
Absolutely, yes. You know, Satan is very cunning. He's a created being by Yahweh, and he's very cunning. There's nothing new under the sun. He recycles everything. You know, this is why your name, any court documents, are in capital letters, because you are a corporate entity. And so the way to get around that is saying, basically, listen, I may know that person, but that's not me. I am a sovereign individual given rights by God, inalienable rights by God. And so also your Social Security number is a way of tracking. Your Social Security number is on the stock market. And again, you know, if you can bring us a couple of $1 million through sports, through intellectual properties, and then we steal those things and we fund these things, then, you know, we give you a few pennies, football players and sports entertainers, and we take billions of dollars and we continue to oppress the people. So, yes, we have to stand up. Now, there's another movement that's recently I've heard about that basically what's happening is they're going back to the original Constitution of 1776, where the people are and become the grand jurors of the state, and they are to be seated. And so any grievance that comes against a rogue government, what they're doing now, they can be held accountable. And I'm reading now that many of these governors will be held accountable. They will be receiving lawsuits because it's unconstitutional. So, yes, there's been a big push for socialism, to bring a one-world government in and suspend the Constitution of the United States.
Yes, that's the push. Yes. And I heard about this. There's a book called – I remember I had this book in Hawaii. I probably told you about it. I don't know if I ever told you about it. It's called Behold a Pale Horse by a man named William Cooper. And I'm seeing things come to pass right before my eyes. And so this morning when I got up, I was watching videos, some of these, crazy folks talking about, well, some of these, I think they're uneducated, but talking about socialism. And, you know, when today I'm standing in lines, the lines are getting longer. And, the other day I was out and going out, and I said, God, I'm not standing in no line. And the Holy Spirit just let me know, you know, what do you need? There's nothing that you don't need now that you can't get later. He said, go back where these stores are about to close and then get in line where the lines are not as long. And you don't have to stand in the sun to get in line. But lines are a precursor to – this is socialism. I just watched a video today talking about Havana, Cuba, and how everything that people are saying about Cuba is a lie. It was a group of individuals. They flew to Cuba. They went to Cuba, and they try to make it seem like it's doing well under socialism. You can still see buildings that have been destroyed. People are living in dire poverty. One of the gentlemen got in line to get gas for his car, and he was in line for – the line was maybe a mile long to get gas for his car. And some of the people were pushing their vehicles because they had no gas, waiting in the line so long. He went to the grocery store. It was locked. When they opened it up, everybody stormed the grocery store to get food. And you could only buy certain foods that were made by certain individuals. So everything was controlled and limited because all manufacturing and limitation was done by government. What do people think is going to happen when you got corrupt government? They're not going to care about the people. And that's the same state you're going to be in. So I don't know why this social... you know, this socialism agenda is being pushed, but that it is Luciferian and satanic. And going back to what you said these Luciferians feel like they have a hand up now. We have stopped. We have shut churches down, and these Christians aren't doing anything. We have stopped public worship. We have these Christians running to their homes with their tails between their legs when they say they worship a Jesus that can heal, and as soon as there's a threat, they run to their house and stay there.
Absolutely. Well, as we look at having that foundation, there was not really a solid foundation because Jesus was a warrior, reminding him going into the temple and, you know, getting a cat of nine tails, praise the Lord, and, you know, and just going through these places and saying, hey, you made my father's house a den of thieves, right? It should be a house of prayer. And so we have gotten away from, I looked at I was telling someone about, okay, there are certain times and seasons where God will do a certain thing, and many of the pastors today, they have not caught up with God. God has shifted and moved, and they're still in the name it and claim it. They're still into, you know, bring your tithe and offering. I was looking at a pastor today, big name guy, Benny Hinn. He was on there, and I just, in my spirit, I always knew he was going to, you know, go to tithe and offering. He was wrapping up. No, message was nice message, word of God. We love God's word, but it was not timely. It's like a basic one-on-one. At the end, definitely he had to come around and say about, you know, bring, send your tithe in, you know. So, but we know that God is shifting and God is raising up voices today that are very clear. You have voices saying, well, it's going to be a time of great prosperity. But the Bible says, when men shall say peace and safety, behold, sudden destruction shall come upon them as woman in travail. And so you have some prophets that are saying, hey, get ready. We're moving into the tribulation. Get your house in order. You have some saying, okay, well, you know, it's going to be a turnaround. We thank God for the president. He's trying to do what he can. But again, what are the Christians are doing? You got half the Christians are deceived, thinking he's the bad guy, when in actuality, he's trying to restore the republic. And so having discernment now is very important. I said, what did Obama do for you? You know, he didn't do anything for the black people. He was a self-serving individual. And now, these things are coming to pass, but they did spy on this current president. And the truth is coming out now. When everyone said, oh, that's crazy, oh, this is not. I said, well, you have to judge a tree by its fruit. And if you're going to select a person that is for abortion, a person is for same-sex marriage, you know, I love all people. I don't have anything against people. They do in their bedrooms their decision, and their sin is their decision. But again, if you're going to support someone, endorse someone who has these values, you're endorsing and putting your name on every abortion, I believe, that has taken place because you endorse a leader who was for that. So, again, we have to go back to getting walking in power. I was listening also to Prophet about the Black Road Regiment. And these pastors, they talked about the times. They knew about politics. They told their congregants who to vote for and who not to vote for. And at the end of the day, they got their muskets. They took off their preaching robes, got their muskets, and went out there to fight against the oppressive government of England, who came in to try to take over, amen, the newfound America. And so they didn't just preach. They got their guns. They were ready to defend, amen, their families and their freedoms.
See, and you know, and it's been something, you know, down through the years. You say people are Christian, and one thing this whole COVID situation has shown me, and I thank the Holy Ghost, he said, this is going to show you who's real and who's not. He said, this is going to show you who is going to be on the battlefield and who is not. You know, this shows you who you can depend on or who you can't. Because, you know, I remember the pastor that had died. There was a pastor that had died in, I think it was Virginia, when he of COVID, and I had people saying, oh, well, he should have worn his mask, and pastors are so despicable for gathering and going to church, and they're wrong for having their people, you know, come do this. And I said, okay. And I thought for a minute, because I had to bring this into a biblical perspective for people. I said, you know what? These are the same people that if they were there with Daniel, remember Daniel? And you know,
right.
you bow, you worship when the music is played. And these would have been the same people to tell Daniel, you know what, Daniel? Let's say I'm, you know, talking to me. You know what, Calvin? You know, why don't you just bow down? Just when the music plays, just bow down. You know, it's not going to do anything. Watch this. Wouldn't God want you here another day to preach? At least you'll still be allowed
right.
to preach tomorrow. You know, why don't you just
right.
bow down and go with the flow and just bow down to the music? But Daniel said no. And what if Daniel had not said no? What would that story look like? What message would be sent to future generations? But this is what we're living
Absolutely.
In. We're living in a generation of Christians who are not ready to die for their faith. I don't know what Christianity they received. I used to say this all the time. You know, when I got saved, the message was be prepared to die for your faith. That was the Christianity
right.
that I received based off the story
Absolutely.
And what I committed out of the book of Acts. This new gospel, this new age, I don't know.
Well, you know, the story you talked about, Nebuchadnezzar and the image, you know, was kind of striking that Daniel was not selected to go into the fiery furnace of the Hebrew boys. So Daniel had ambassador status. And I believe that those who, you know, walk with God will have special favor and nothing they can do about it. And then there was a time where Daniel, they came against him.
The Daniel was the lion's den. Yes, yes.
Right, Lion's Den. But yeah, but again, I looked at and I was talking about Nebuchadnezzar and the image that set up, and Daniel was there too, but the Hebrew boys went in, and I think I explained the last session that they had already made up their mind, Prophet. It wasn't something they had to do at the spur of the moment. You have to start contemplating now. You have to start making that decision now. God has given us time to get back to our homes, okay, hopefully spend time with him, a quiet time, secret closet, evaluation. There's no excuse now, okay? But there's going to be a window where this is going to end, and now they're going to open it up again, and then something else. This is their last card to play, the New World Order. They have to do it now because people on the masses are awakening now. And they're saying, hey, something's wrong, you know what I'm saying, and something's not right. So, again, they're going to have to put their totalitarian foot down as never before. So we need to, during this time, really get close to God, really check our foundation, make sure it's solid, not in what man says. I like the scripture that tells us in Jeremiah 17, 5-8, it talks about cursed is everyone who put their trust in man. We were not to put our trust in systems and traditions. We're to put our trust in the Word of God. It is the Word of God that will never pass away. And I was trying to get people over the years to understand the importance of the Word. I remember God, I was in the Navy, and I was doing a special project with the Commander-in-Chief. And so there was a satellite system, and I had to be by myself to make sure we were tracking submarines and all these things. So I remember it so vividly. I was in a room, and I heard the Holy Spirit say, I want you to read Psalms 119 for the whole week. So I was there by myself, you know, at night. It was night shift, graveyard, and I would just and it clicked. Like the fourth day, it clicked. Okay, this word is everything. David said, quicken me according to thy word. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. Thy word, thy word, thy word. It all talk, and it just opened up. That revelation hit me like a ton of bricks. Okay, it is the Word of God. And then when I go over to the New Testament, I find that Jesus and the Word are one. He is the incarnated Word. And so heaven and earth shall not pass away, shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And so we're trying to get people to understand, put your faith not in systems. Put your faith not in the government. Put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only eternal one. And let his word become one with you. And when it becomes one with you, there is no fear. There is no worry.
Right.
Even if I want to fear, I can't, because that word has been now grafted into my soul. And, and the Holy Ghost brings it back up. And it's like, man, I can't fear. Amen. Go ahead.
Right. No, you're right. It just doesn't work. What I'm going to do is 8:21. I'm going to give you the next 20 minutes to preach. So you can preach, actually, to the audience here.
Okay.
A message here. I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to give you the microphone and let you just talk to listeners and talk to them for the next 20 minutes. And then we'll come back for a break and we'll close up the show with some final comments to give you time to get into what you need to get into. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank God again for those who are listening in. And we want to let you know the importance of understanding the times. The Bible says, happy is one who get all understanding. Understanding is the principal thing. With all thy getting, get wisdom is the principal thing, excuse me. But with all thy getting, get understanding. And right now, we're going somewhere. These lessons are not just here to hear myself speak. I can talk to 1,000. I can talk to one person. The message is going to remain the same. This is time for war. And so we must get up and get into the military mindset to understand that we have to engage the wicked one and those who serve him. There's no more closet Christians. This battle now, as Elijah was on the Mount Carmel, and he had a showdown with the prophets of Baal and Ahab and Jezebel. And so now this is a showdown time. And so we must plug into the things of God as never before. We must connect with God. We must be honest with him. We must be clean and sanctified before the Lord. And we must put away those things that are defiling. You know, no one can go into the world and say that I'm not going to be affected by the dirt and the dust that all around us. We need to take showers every day, because just by virtue of our environment, we're going to become dirty. And so we need to stay in the Word of God, whether you read it, praise God, you can listen to it, play at night while you're sleeping. Get the Word in there to wash yourself and keep yourself clean before the Lord. You know, knowledge is power, but I like to say revelation is divine. Praise God. It's something about knowledge, and we know that knowledge will puff up, but there's a certain amount of information we should know about God and know his mind and how he thinks. And so, but there is something about revelation that you can only get by spending time with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You can't get it from my preaching. You can't get it from the mainstream preachers out there. They can give you information, but they cannot give you revelation. You have to sit down at the foot of Jesus Christ and inquire of him. And he will begin to speak to you and I in our individual levels. And I like the word of God so much in these times, because we're finding that everything that the Lord has said to us is true. It's coming to pass in real time. We're seeing it. And it is now forever solidifying my faith and trust in this word, because I see it manifesting each and every day. And, you know, I love the word, because every word, every jot, every tittle is a symphony. It's not just something you read. You can just go into it, and I stop at the word. I say, wow, that's amazing how God put this thing together. And it's amazing how the scriptures come to life. It's amazing how the Holy Spirit can, if it will, take you and transport you back to that time. And it's like you're sitting there listening and watching in real time what happened in the old days and in the times when Jesus Christ actually walked the earth. We are the temple of God. We need to understand that in these times, that we are the temple, and nothing can happen to us unless God allows it. We are invincible. No one can hurt us and harm us. Praise God, if we're in that secret place of the Most High. We are this temple. He is the foundation. Christ is the head, and we are the body, and we have a mission to accomplish. What is that mission? That mission right now is to have the peace and confidence that people can ask you, why are you so peaceful? Why are you so joyful during this time? Glory be to God. And so just by virtue, they don't see the fear on your face. They wonder, why aren't you acting like the herd and the masses? Praise God, because my faith and trust is in Jesus Christ, who is King of Kings and who is the Lord of Lords. It's time out for spiritual snacks. You know, for years, you know, we have said certain cliches and these things go on, but this is not going to help us in the end time. We have to put on the whole armor of God. We have to be good soldiers of Jesus Christ. We have to take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. As we speak it, it's like two-edged sword come out of our mouth. Satan doesn't care about our plight. He doesn't care about your tears. He comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. And so it's time for every individual to mount up, to become a soldier of Jesus Christ, so you can begin to take back ground, not only in your own life, in your own situations, in your family, your marriage, but you can take back life, praise God, of the nation. We can affect nations, praise God. When I hear things going on around the world, I say, I bind that in the name of Jesus. I declare that to be unlawful in Jesus' name, and I keep on stepping. Praise God. If I hear something that is not right that's going on in government, as going on in situations, I quickly take my authority. Jesus Christ said, I give you keys to the kingdom, that whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever things you loose on earth, declare to be unlawful, is already loosed in heaven. Heaven is backing you. Praise God. So let's get on the battlefield. Let's get on the front line. You know, when I was in the military, it wasn't so much we were at wartime. But praise God, you know, we have weekend warriors, those ones who love to go to the church and have nice clothes on, praise God. But when you're in battle, amen, there is terror. Fear rises up, praise God. There is slaughter. There is blood loss. There is limbs lost. Praise God. It's not a pretty sight to be in a war. You know, 22 soldiers today in America are committing suicide because war is ugly. And I take authority right now, and I bind the spirit of suicide amongst our troops in Jesus' name. Praise God. We take authority over that in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. But we need to be washed by the water of the word. And no more spiritual snacks. You can't survive even in the natural by snacking all the time. You need to get some protein. You need to get some vegetables, praise God. And so now it's time for us to get into the meat of the word and let that word energize us and let that word inhale. Like my mentor says, we have to inhale the word of God where it becomes one with you. It's engrafted, the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. And so we ask God now tonight that he would open up our eyes that we might see. I think David said, open up our eyes in Psalms 119 and 18. Open up mine eyes that I might behold wondrous things out of thy law. And it also reminds me praise God, of 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 17, where Elisha prayed for the young prophet. And he said over here that Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open up his eyes that he might see. And the Lord opened his eyes of the young man, and he saw and beheld the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elijah. You know, the backdrop of this is the Syrian army had came to capture Elisha, and Elisha wasn't afraid. Elisha was not full of anxiety and fear. Elisha saw, his spiritual eyes saw the armies of the Lord of hosts encamped round about the Syrian army. And the young prophet, his mentee, did not see that. It's time that we can't see what the Lord is doing. But again, Lord, open up our eyes that we may see clearly. It's amazing to me how so many people today are deceived about the times. They have no clue about what's going on. They have bought into the lies of the mainstream media, which we call the Mockingbird media, a CIA operative, that many of these corporations say the same thing. And when you ask people, say, for instance, about President Trump, why don't you like him? Why just don't like him? Well, because he's white. He's a millionaire. Well, do you see what he's trying to do for the nation? Do you see what he's doing for the black people? You see any of that? No, because right now the racism is coming out of even those African Americans. We're seeing their hearts now are racist. Praise God. But they can't see. So I'm asking today that God, even my friends, I've got to strong debates with my friends about the truth. My faith is not in Donald Trump. I thank God. God allows those he puts in office to be in office to reveal the hearts of people. Praise God. He sets up kings one and brings down another. But again, he's in there for a reason. But we have come to odds with this political climate, even with my loved ones and family. We have come at odds, and even to the points where, you know, it became heated and contested because of the lies. So we ask God to begin to open up the eyes of those who are blinded, those who are yet deceived by the enemy. The Bible lets us know that we should have the spirit of discernment. We should be able to see. We have the great Holy Spirit on the inside of us. He is the one that will lead us and guide us to all truth. All you have to do and all we have to do is ask the Holy Spirit, teach me about this situation. Show me the truth, and God will begin to reveal the truth to you. Praise God, and will be, praise God, wonderful. I like what Hebrews 11 and 3 says. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Isn't that amazing? This word is so important right now. We need to understand that. We need to understand that God will confirm his word with signs following. And we need to ask God, Lord, I believe. Some of you have a problem with believing the word of God is valid. The word of God is indestructible. Ask God to show you. You know, I tell people often, if you say you love Jesus, I love Jesus. Well, you must love the word, because Jesus is the word incarnate. He came to manifest. His name is Word. Praise God. And so the whole world, the whole universe, praise God, were framed by the word of God. Praise God. And so we need to understand that we cannot depend upon man right now, because some are saying this and some are saying that. There are many voices in the world today. Who do I believe? That's why some people are just checking out. Because why? Confusion. You don't have to be confused. We have every tool that we need. God said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will send you the Holy Spirit. He will be there to guide and to comfort you. Praise God. And so therefore, I'm excited about what God is doing in the last days. I was at one time distraught. I didn't understand. I was confused. But I began to cry out to the Lord. Lord, teach me. Show me. What's going on? Praise God. We're moving into the one world government. Praise God. And many people didn't think it would happen this fast. We thought maybe gradually. Praise God. We've been preaching this for years about the one world government, not buying or selling unless you have the mark or the number of his name. But we're here at the doorstep, my beloved, and we must muster courage in the last days. What will you do if they say you have to? It's mandated that you take this vaccine. And if you do not take this vaccine, that you will not be able to participate in this global economy. That means starvation. That means that you will not have any authority in this system. But if you buy into this system, if you select and say, I will be a part of this system because your foundation was not strong. You did not have your mind made up beforehand. You know, it's one thing to say, you know, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to participate. But when the day comes, when that person knocks on your door and says, you have to do this or you have to go to jail, this is time now. We need to make that decision now in our minds and in our hearts, saying, no, I have made this decision. This one line I will not cross because I know that God's word will not fail. What did Jesus say? Fear not him who can destroy the body, but him, after he destroyed the body, can also destroy the soul in hell. Listen, these bodies are not made forever. Whether we go by some disease or some situation, we're all going to die. Praise God. But what a better thing to know that we are leaving here, doing and completing our mission for Jesus Christ. Amen. Even if it means martyrdom, we're ready. We have made up our mind. I am not going to compromise. And that means also for men, understand that your family need to understand this. Amen. Your children need to understand this. I know many men have not have compromised because of their families, because of their wives and children. But again, they have their own salvation they have to take care of. The Bible says working out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. So again, understand the times. Know what to do. Praise God. Have a foundation today. I like what Psalms 11:3 says. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? They're trying to destroy every foundation of morals and righteousness in the last days. And we are repairers of the breach. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to be repair the breach that's been broken down through ignorance, through a lack of pure gospel. We're preaching everything other than the truth of God's word. Praise God. I like what Abraham, he was sojourning here in the earth. He was not trying to stake out here in the earth. He said, I am a sojourner. But he looked for a city that had foundations, whose builder and maker was God. Hallelujah. So we're just sojourning here, saints. We have to get our mission from the Lord. We need to boot up and suit up, praise God, for this end time battle. We need to go to war and to blow by blow with the enemy and let him know you are defeated. And my body is healed, praise God, because Jesus died on the cross. Amen. I have a sound mind. I have a creative mind. I am blessed. I will not be afraid. Now, the Bible says that we should not fear, praise God, because why? Fear has torment, praise God. And he that fears not made perfect in love. John tells us this. Why? Because you don't know the love of God. You don't really have a revelation of how much he loves you, that every single hair on your head is numbered. It's one thing to read it, but it's another thing to believe it. I believe. You know, I had a testimony the other day. Yesterday, I was a couple of months I was praying for to see one of my managers. I retired from work there, and no one knew who he was. And he gave his life to Jesus Christ. I led him to the Lord. And I said, man, I need to see this individual, Neil. And so that was months ago. And I put that on the burner, and that was just a care that I had. And so I was leaving work one day, left a little bit early. I said, well, I'm going to stop by the health food store. And actually, it's not the store that I usually stop by. I planned to stop by that store on the Friday. And I mean, on the Saturday, this was the Friday. I said, well, let me go ahead and stop and get this task out of the way. And so we, you know, to go in the store, of course, you have to have the mask on. I got it. Okay. But anyway, he looked at me. He says, Eric. He says, man, I can tell those eyes anywhere. You know, and I was like, man, I said, Neil, how you doing? I said, man, I was trying to find where you were. But the long story short is that God knew that was a desire of mine. It was something very small. It wasn't something urgent. It was something that I needed. But the Lord had archived that thing because that was the desire of my heart. Casting what? All your care upon him because he cares for you. And I said, Lord, I thank you, Lord. You didn't forget that. Praise God. And you allowed me to see him, got his number, praise God, and we're going to connect together. And I just thank God, asking, was he still saved? He's still on fire for the Lord, praise God. I gave him a book long ago called Divine Revelation of Hell, praise God. And he read that book and came to me and says, Eric, is this thing stuff in here true? I said, yes. I said, it's 100% true. And praise God, by fear, this young gentleman, Japanese brother, gave his life to Jesus Christ. Amen. So I thank God that God's word stands. He said, if you delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. Mark 11:24, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you have received them, and you shall have them. You don't wait to get something. That's not faith. Believe you have received, and you shall have them. Are we okay, Kelvin?
Yes, yes, we are doing fine.
Amen.
We got about 3 more minutes left, but yeah.
Okay. Amen. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you. Not only can God do what you ask, he can do what you think. Praise God. So it's a time for us, amen, to really get a foundation right now. I'm so excited because I see the word manifest. I see the foundation is sure. Praise God. It's unmovable. It's unshakable. And I'm excited. And again, prophet, I was afraid when God began to reveal these things to me. And I'm like, wow, this is amazing. All these secret societies and all these evil Illuminatis and all these families and all this wickedness and all these abortions and all this child sacrifice. I was like, God, you know, how can we win? But listen, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. God has an army, and we're going to win this battle, praise God. And this is, again, their finest hour. This is their final hour. This is our finest hour. We're going to be strong and do exploits in these day and time. And so, therefore, this is why I'm excited, and this is why we're looking for an army of people, praise God, who understand these things. And we're going to begin to go to battle. We're going to begin to target, like in the military, they'll have certain cards of people they want to take out. Amen. We're going to have, whether it's George Soros, whether it's the Rockefellers, whether it's whatever these families are, we're going to begin to target them in Jesus' name. And we're going to, first of all, ask God to save them, because he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. But if they don't repent, amen, we're asking God to expose them in Jesus' name, and that the eyes of the people worldwide might be open. They have this thing with QAnon, and they say, where we go one, we go all. And people around the world saying, where we go one, we go all. Because people are waking up to this cabal. It's about to fall. Amen. They think they're going to have all this 1,000 years or forever. No, it's coming to an end. Praise God. And so, therefore, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
And it's funny, yeah, because you said, and thanks for that. I think I might have to start a new format and just give people the platform to preach, because, you know, you mentioned something about the world. I think that's why now, I think that's why a lot of revelation is coming out. And this is not anything to say that you believe it either, but flat earth concept is coming out, realigning, you know, the Bible with right revelation. One of the things I did find out in scripture, the word firmament does mean arch of the sky, but one of the things in demonology, and one of the things that I had to come to grips with, was this was also made not only as a place for us to dwell, but a prison for Satan until his time is up. And so that I had to relook at how now I look at NASA. And then I had to even rethink the Tower of Babel. You know, I was in here meditating one day, and I said, God, I said, now this makes sense. Because if there is an arch of the sky, if there is a barrier there called the firmament, then the tithing scripture, and I'm not a tither because I don't believe in the concept, but the scripture that says open up the windows of heaven makes sense, because there is a barrier, but there are windows of heaven and the waters above it. But if I'm connecting that to the Tower of Babel, now the Tower of Babel makes sense, because what the enemy was trying to do was to use humanity to build something up to a specific location in the heavenlies where he thought he could get out to escape his judgment here in the earth realm. And all of that scientifically makes sense now when you talk about Babylon being the gateway of the gods, and, you know, witches and warlocks trying to set up portals, and CERN, and with the Large Hadron Collider, and all of these things that are going on. Like, you just, the enemy knows his time is up. He's trying to get out of the earth, but you can't get out of here. He's trying to get under, you know, hide. There are a lot of things that's going on. And he's just acting as almost like a spirit of witchcraft. Once you identify that spirit and you start to deal with it, it starts to act out. It starts to act out. And so this is their finest hour. Well, everybody that is tuned in, we are going to go on a small break here. thank you guys for listening to the Strategically Prophetic Radio broadcast. Tonight has been a night. We've had a night tonight, but we still got the word across. And we said the man of God preaches, talk about understanding the times. You know, when you need to understand the times, do you know what's going on? You know, what will your future look like? Where are you in Christ? What decisions have you made? Where is your faith? What's going on? So those are the decisions that you need to make. You're listening to the Strategic Prophetic Radio Broadcast. We're going to take a small break, come back, and then we're going to close out of the show. Thank you for tuning in. That was Tammy Smith, formerly of the Chicago Mass Choir. She's a good friend of mine. I love Tammy. I love that song, The Blood, and you'll hear a lot of her tracks here on the radio broadcast. Calvin Ward, thank you for tuning in. I hope you are enjoying the broadcast on the night. We've had some difficulties, but we are here. The number to call in is 563-999-3721. Again, 563-999-3721.
3721. You can ask a question or you can listen to the broadcast. So we are back on the show here, Apostle Hurd. And so we're back closing up here. Understanding the times, you know, I was sitting here. I just read a message here. It was a post that I saw today, and it was a post by Margaret Sanger. And it reads that colored people's genes are too strong, and we must find ways to exterminate and confuse them so that we stay in power or we are doomed. That is
wow.
a comment that has been placed. I knew the history, and I just encourage people, but I said
right.
that for a reason, because I was talking to someone today at length, and maybe this is another subject, and we can get into some deeper topics, but maybe that's another broadcast. But I was talking to them today about how the world is deceived at a level that we can't even imagine, because the scriptures in the book of Revelation, I believe it's chapter 2, talks about the synagogue of Satan. And he says that
right.
I know those that call themselves Jews, but they are not.
Correct.
And so
right.
who today is calling themselves Jews? The reason I said that is because there are a lot of – all the peoples of the Bible are Afro-Asiatic. They are not European or Caucasian or Indo-European.
Right.
They are Afro-Asiatic peoples. So if the world is going as Israel goes or as God's people go, and we know God's people are black, then what are we really dealing with in Israel? And this is something I was talking with someone today about, because a lot of people don't want to discuss that if everybody is trying to focus on the Israel that's over there and those are fake Jews or people who call themselves Jews, then where is the real prophecy? And that is something that I'm constantly looking at. I don't know if you heard anything about that or if you deal with that or have heard that mentioned, but I just find that funny, because when I see people that are prophetic or supposed to be scholars or pastors and all these people, they don't want to admit that the people of the Bible were Afro-Asiatic. And if that is the case, then we're watching the wrong individuals when we're trying to watch the time clock of God.
Yeah, there's a lot of revelation prophet is going on today. I mean, I'll tell you, it's coming from everywhere. I haven't really dabbed into it that much. I've heard some theories. I've heard, you know, some thoughts on it. But I tell people is that you must be born again. Okay, whether you're if you're a human being and you're not a clone, bless God, or any other creature that these have created, right? You need Jesus, okay? And I tell people it's great to know these things because it's revelation. Revelation breeds excitement. Religion breeds death. And so, yeah, I look at some things, and again, I'm not too much in it, but I'll do some research on it. We'll look a little bit more into it. But I tell people, because you have some people that are saying, you know, you have to with the 12 tribes and all that. I say, well, do you want to live under the law? And, you know,
yeah,
and so,
no,
but Jesus,
no, no.
right? So again, there's a balance with this. Like, good to know. And like I said, it's for me, it's great revelation. I understand it. And this again, another fascinating thing: the mind of God. He's revealing truth. And but again, what is the end of the day going to bring for me? Is it going to enhance my walk with God? If it's going to enhance my walk with Him, I'll subscribe and I'll do more research. But again, there's so much revelation going on here. You can't keep up with. It's happening so fast. And again, I want to be able to hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant."
Right.
I want to be true to my calling, right? And that's my main focus to run my race and to endure. But I wanted to, because I wanted to share with you also, even what people are saying, you know, peace and safety. Well, we go back to Margaret Sanger. Over 30 million black babies have been killed. I mean, all babies are precious, but 30 million. And they say they wanted to keep the African-American community in America at 12%. And so someone had told me that, and I looked at it, and I went up there and did some research. I said, yes, exactly, we're 12%. Okay, when we should have been more. But God has avenged this blood of these babies, and they're using these babies into vaccines and fetal tissue. They're using all parts of the baby, and, you know, they're selling baby parts, and they're putting them in makeup creams. You know, and so if we don't
right.
repent, we're in trouble. God is going to judge us. But I wanted to bring out a scripture. Kelvin, first Colossians chapter 1, very powerful scripture regarding understanding the times and dealing with these cabals and dealing with this wickedness that's going on. Verse 16 says, and first Colossians chapter 1, "For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether there be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him." Verse 17, "And he is before all things, and by him all things consist." Isn't that so powerful? Right, that just lets us know, amen, that Jesus is Lord of heaven, earth, beneath the earth, in the sea, in the universe. Praise God. He is our elder brother. Amen. And so therefore, you know, we are not to fear anybody. Praise God. We are to confront these demons in the name of Jesus Christ. And another scripture I like to read, too, is first Colossians 3 and 10. It says, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. And as we were talking on the last broadcast about the foundation, we got to be careful how what words we build it, our spiritual life on. Because, again, we don't want to be like the foolish virgins. And we're not prepared and ready when the Lord calls. It could be tomorrow. It could be a minute from now. We don't know. We have to make sure that we are, first of all, we have our lives in alignment with the Lord, and we're doing his will. Many shall say, Lord, haven't we done this, and prophesied thy name, and cast out demons in thy name, and many marvelous works. He said, I never knew you. What would happen? I can't even imagine me standing there and the Lord saying this to me. But we have millions who think that they're ready and they're not. Therefore, they need to go back again and check that foundation, make sure that it is founded upon, I like it what it says here in Ephesians 2 and 20, and that are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. So as we talked about and we started the broadcast, it's very important now that the apostles and prophets come out, amen, to the forefront, bring clarity, amen, and direction to the body of Christ right now. Because people right now, they're losing it, they're losing their salvation, and now they're being rocked and shaken to the core. Go ahead.
No. It is what it is. You know, people are being shaken, and they're being moved. And this is just a shaking that is helping me, and I'm loving it, because it's helping me to know who is, I call it the who's who. I just could not believe when all of this kicked off, and I just wanted to preach faith, and I was just preaching faith, positivity to people, that I was getting negative reviews. People, you know, and people were saying, hey, you know, I guess I'm not saved now if I don't wear a mask. And, you know, and I'm like, dude, I said, okay, but put yourself in the position. You call yourself a shepherd. If you got a person in your church that still has to go to work while you're sitting here telling everybody to stay home, some of them still have to go to work. They don't have that luxury.
Right.
What are you giving them to increase their faith? Telling them that a boy and, you know, giving them a smack on the hand for being a good citizen is not going to work. You need to build their faith. So this is a season where people do have to they have to count the cost.
Right.
They have to look at their life and count the cost and see if you really want to be Christian or not. Are you really, do you really want to be saved or not? You know, because times might switch and what's going to happen. But the goal is, it's like everything else, too. Apostle Heard, like even when I was in Hawaii, and this is neither here nor there as a discussion, because I had some discussions that when I first started the show, we discussed some things. The rapture is one of the topics that was up for discussion. It was very interesting. But one of the things that I found in my early Christian walk, looking up the rapture, was if the rapture happens, it happens. But one of the things that I was looking at was this. The rapture, as some explain it, for Calvin, does not fit the character of God because he has us going through things. However, the rapture is there. But God in the scripture, aside from the rapture, I can show in scripture where God puts his, he allows us to go through things, and then he sustains us through it. I mean, how bad could they have been in Babylon if they didn't even have a song? It said they hung there with their harps on a willow tree. That's a sad place to be when you don't even have a song to sing in your heart that nobody can take. So I started to prepare myself as if the rapture would never happen. And that is the way that I preach the gospel. And that's the way I've been doing it. And I see preachers, you know, preach, but I'm like, you know what? I deal with people like that scripture in, is it Jude that says it? It says some you say with compassion, but others you say hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I'm at with that. Any last thoughts you want to pray us out?
Yes, absolutely. Last thoughts. Jesus is our rock. He is the foundation. He will never, ever be moved. And so the, you know, people are admitting the cornerstone. He is the chief cornerstone. He is the rock. He's a battle axe. He's a rock. And so we need to stay with him. No more making other things and this and that a priority now. He must become our all in all. And if he does that, praise God, right. We'll go through these times, praise God, whether we go through the tribulation or not. Listen, every day a person can, pass away tomorrow and then that car accident. So, again, that could be the rapture, the time of going home. Amen. But, again, let's go ahead and pray, and I thank God for, opportunity to share with God's people. Again, just to get your foundation, check it, make sure it's right, make sure it's founded on the Word of God, make sure you agree. Make sure you agree to what Jesus said. Lord, I believe what you said. He could do many marvelous works because of unbelief. Amen.
Right.
Father, thank you for your goodness and your mercy and grace. Thank you for Prophet Kelvin today. And we thank you for the audience who have tuned in, those who will tune in. We ask that you would give them strength. Open their eyes.
Thank you,
give
God.
Them strength today in the name of Jesus Christ. And thank you,
thank
Lord,
you,
for just helping us to endure. For he that endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Help us not to be like the five foolish virgins who had not oil in their lamp, were not filled with the Holy Spirit.
Thank you,
and
Father.
And when you came, Lord, they were left behind. So we thank you, Lord. Search our hearts now more than ever. Whatever's in our hearts is not right. Whatever's not of faith. Whatever's of fear. God, bring it to the forefront so we can deal with these things. We can cleanse our souls, God, through the Word of God. So thank you for this position. Thank you that we're founded in you today. And we're excited, Lord. And we're excited about your coming. And most of all, we're excited because you're going to do great things through us in the last days.
Thank you.
Bring us souls to witness to. People around the world, whether it be Twitter, social media, Facebook, whatever. God, let our main vision be upon the harvest of souls right now. And may they come in from Africa and from Asia and from Europe and all over the planet, God. Let them come in right now for such a time as this. We bind every witch, every warlock, every disruptive spirit in Jesus' name, every spirit that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. We bind these spirits. Lord, deal with one
thing right
now.
In the name of Jesus.
God, bring, God, righteousness and justice back to our nation again. Touch this president, this leader, you place in office for your purposes, his family, the cabinet, everyone, God. And bring every disruptive spirit to naught, we pray in Jesus' name. Let there be unity now amongst the nation, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thanks for coming on the show. Definitely, I want to have a couple people, so I'm a little different because the purpose of the show. If I have some of the same people back, we just bring them back. The goal is to get the word and the message out, so hopefully you'll be a recurring guest here. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for being a guest and the listeners that are listening. We're going to play out the rest of the show with Tammy Smith singing Great Is Thy Faithfulness. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we will see you at the next broadcast.
Morning, the new mercy.
You've been listening to the Strategically Prophetic Radio Broadcast, where I am your host, Calvin D. Ward. Listen, I want to thank you for tuning in. Listen, find me on Facebook at Prophet Calvin D. Ward. Go to the YouTube channel, and don't forget to go to Amazon.com to buy my new book, Metaphysics and Theology, A Discussion. Y'all, don't forget to invite someone to the next broadcast. Thank you for tuning in, and until next time.